ラッタッタッタッタララダラッタッタッタッタララダラッタッタッタッタララダタララタラタラタラタタ。
Hello and welcome to Love to Sew. I'm Caroline, the owner of Blackbird Fabrics and BF Patterns.
And I'm Helen, the designer behind Helen's Closet Patterns and Cedar Quilt Co.
We're two sewing buds who love to sew, and it's basically all we want to talk about.
This is a special mini episode for all of our listeners. We are going to announce the We Sew topics for our fall season and discuss how you can join in all the fun.
If you love to sew, this is your show. Yay! Yay! Surprise! We're popping
Surprise,
in.
Surprise, we're back! Yes, we are on our summer break, but we thought we have to come on to the main show and talk about our We Sew episode topics for the fall, because we did discuss getting the community involved, and that's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah, we want to make sure you see this, you hear this, because we love our We Sew episodes so much, and we're so excited to have the community join us this season. So yeah, we're inviting you all to participate with us. And for those of you who don't already know what We Sew episodes are, we're going to give you a quick explanation.
So first, we decide on a theme in advance. For example, a few of our past episodes have been We Sew Hats, We Sew Eyelet, We Sew the Good Fabric. And for that last one, we had to pick a precious fabric from our stash to sew. And then we each sew something for that theme in secret without sharing any information with each other. And then we reveal our makes to each other on the podcast for the first time, and we talk all about all the details.
Yes, these are honestly my favorite episodes. We've been doing them for a few seasons. I look forward to them. Every season we're like, should we just do a whole season of We Sews?
I know, it's so tempting. It's so fun.
Yes, and this fall we have 4 We Sew episodes, the most we've ever done, and we want to announce what they are and when the episodes are coming out in the hopes that you can participate too. It's going to be super fun.
Yes. Okay, so first up, We Sew Jeans, and this one is coming out on September 8th, and it's pretty open to interpretation, Caroline. Yeah. What would you say counts as jeans?
I mean, we actually waffled on should it be We Sew Denim or We Sew Jeans. I kind of think most denim-y garments can count. But yeah, bottoms.
Wait, made a denim from dress denim? Is jeans?
No. Okay. But like, if you want to stretch the interpretation, I'm still going to enjoy seeing what you made.
That's true.
But yes, okay. If you want to go buy the book, I would say any pants made from denim count as jeans.
I agree. It doesn't have to have a hard waist. It can have an elastic waist. It could have a maternity stretchy waist. It could, you know, like interpret that how you will. But I think we're looking for denim and we're looking for pants.
What about jorts? Jeans.
Sure. Jorts. Love it. They're just jeans that are chopped off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm actually, spoiler alert, I'm excited about all of these. But I'm excited about this season because we're kind of back to basics this season. But it's going to be fun because we love to surprise each other. We love to have fun with the prompt. So you all know we're not going to be making basic pairs of jeans, right?
Wait, what? No, I'm so excited. I've been dreaming. I can't wait to make some kind of jeans I haven't made before. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but there's got to be something else in there because I have sewn quite a few jeans. So I'm looking for some way to expand my horizons a little bit with this project.
And I have not sewn jeans in quite a few years now, I think. But I'm really excited to make jeans that fit me really well that I'm going to wear. But obviously, I got to do some kind of fun twist on it. So I'm not sure what I'm going to make yet, but I'm really excited. And I got to get on it because September 8th is not that far away.
It's true. Just in time for fall, though. And I know a lot of our listeners out there probably wanted to make jeans. Maybe they have never done it before. This could be your push to finally get out there and try making some jeans. I love sewing with denim and I love making jeans. So I think you will too.
Yeah. Sewing with denim is so satisfying. Okay. Let's move on. Our second one is We Sew Thrift Flips.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm really so pumped about this one too. So this one's coming out on October 6th. And Helen, what is a thrift flip for anyone who doesn't know?
Okay, so you go to the thrift store, you walk around, you find something totally awesome, really cool. You think, what else could I do with this? Could I turn it into something else? Could I combine it with another garment to make a whole new thing? Could I chop it off at the waist and what? Anything. You could do anything. Cover it in rickrack. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you want. Very open to interpretation. And I would add that if you want to flip something from your closet, flip something you already have, you don't have to go out and get something new. But the concept is that you're going to go to the thrift store, find something, flip it, turn it into something else.
Okay, I have a question for you. Are you going to go in with a plan? Or are you going to let the thrift store gods guide you?
I kind of want to do the latter. I want to just go and see what happens.
Same. Yeah. I think I'm going to go in with an open mind and maybe not even expect to find what I'm looking for or like what's going to
inspire me. Well, what are you looking
for? Well, that's the thing. Maybe I'm not going to expect to be inspired on my first thrift store. I love thrifting. So I'm going to take this as an excuse to go thrifting a few times and wait for the perfect thrift flip item.
Yes. Love that.
So excited. And past guest, Wendy, with Wendy, she's done some incredible thrift flips. So if you're looking for inspo, check out her YouTube.
Yes. It's so true. There's so many good ones on there. Doesn't have to be super complicated too. You can turn a dress into a skirt. That's great. I love that.
You know what, Helen? That's, I know you're going to go complicated. So I'm going to have to go complicated too. Because
we're going complicated.
This is a competition. Our listeners
don't have to go complicated.
No, absolutely. Anything goes with a thrift flip. It's going to be so fun.
Yes. Okay. Our third topic is we sew shirts. Shirt making. We sew shirt making. Wait, did we name this one?
It just says shirt making here. We're also going to talk a little bit about shirt making in the episode. It's going to be like a combo we sew plus some more informational stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Because the type of shirt making we're talking about is sort of the classic button-up shirts with details like collars, back yokes, sleeve plackets, cuffs. We're not as much talking about shift tops or other blouse styles.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to figure out the perfect name for this, but we sew shirt making is good for now.
Yeah. Yes. And this one's coming out on October 20th. Wow, we really have our work cut out for us. I'm looking at these dates, Helen, and I'm thinking these are 2 to 4 weeks apart.
It's a nonstop thrill ride.
Yeah. I love it. It's going to get me in my sewing room this fall. But yes, we're really excited about this one too. I mean, we're excited about all of them.
Yeah. This is another one that I think will be a great opportunity for people to give this a try. If they haven't made a button-up shirt with these details, now's your chance to push yourself to give one a try. And I'm excited to try a different pattern. I've made the Cameron button-up a lot of times now.
Yeah.
I love, love, love that shirt, but there are so many cool button-up shirts out there. So I can't wait to try one from another designer.
Yeah. Now, question for you. What about like a camp collar shirt? Does that count?
Oh, yeah. That counts.
Yeah. So like a Gilbert style.
Yeah. I think that counts. What's the defining feature then? Is it the buttons? Is it the button front?
Well, buttons, yoke. I think collar as well.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Right? Buttons and collar. Any kind of collar though.
Yeah. I'm excited too. I'm starting to feel like you have an advantage here though, because you have a lot of thrifted things. You have several jeans patterns, several shirt patterns. We're going to talk about the next one in a second, but
I do like sewing all of these things.
It's going to be really fun, and I'm excited that you're going to have to try new patterns too. So
I am. I'm going to try and push myself.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. But if anyone out there wants to use one of Helen's patterns for this.
Exactly. It's only I who am not allowed to use. The rule only applies
to Helen and I that we can't use our patterns.
Yeah. And that was a rule we set from the beginning. And I actually love it because I'm so enjoying sewing other people's patterns. I usually don't give myself the grace to do that. I just always am like, well, I could make my own and then I could do marketing with it. So it makes sense. But now I'm like, I can make anyone's pattern. It's so exciting.
Yeah, it is really fun. The possibilities are truly endless. Okay, what's our fourth and final We Sew episode for our fall 2026 season, Helen?
Well, since it's fall, we had to go with We Sew Outerwear, and this includes jackets and or coats. So any kind of outer layer for whatever climate you are in, and that one comes out on November 10th.
Yes. Okay, what about cloaks? What about parkas?
Yeah.
All coats, all count.
Right? All coats, cloaks, capes.
Capes, yeah.
Parkas, mm-hmm. yeah. If you outerwear, right? If it's on the outside.
If it's the outer layer in the winter.
Someone's going to make a t-shirt and be like, this is it. Which, you know what? Good for you.
You do whatever you want. I can't wait to see it. Please share. Hashtag we so. No, I'm kidding. Yes. No, I'm really excited for this one. This is also a beast of a project. Any jacket or coat that you make is going to be involved.
It's so true. You have to give yourself a little bit more time for a coat or a jacket. There's always lots of pockets. There could be a lining. You could have special interfacing requirements, working with different fabrics like wools. Yeah, there's a lot to consider here and so many options. I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do for this one.
I know. I don't have any idea what I'm doing for any of these. So... Gotta go.
We just make the plan and then we do it.
Yeah. Okay. So listener, if you're wondering how you can participate, here's how you can do that. You will make a project according to the theme. You can post it on Instagram after the episode comes out and tag us. FYI, hashtags no longer really work well on Instagram, unfortunately. So tag us, which is like actually hitting the tag button and finding our account. And then it'll show up in our tagged section on our Instagram. So it'll be easy for us to find your tagged make.
Yes. Yes. I love it when people tag me in their photos. That's definitely the best way to notify somebody that you made their pattern.
Yeah.
And then we will share your makes on stories, maybe do some roundups. We haven't quite figured out how we're going to share it all, but it will be super fun to be able to find all your makes and share those with the community as well. And for you to be able to share with us, because we really want to see yours. And if you want to add a little bit more fun for yourself personally, you could participate in this with a friend and then do what we're doing and reveal your me-mates to each other, because I cannot express to you how fun this is. Yeah. I mean, you've heard us giggle our faces off every time. It's so fun. Extra points if you video your reveal and share it with us, because we would love to see you freaking out about each other's makes.
I'm like thinking so logistically how that will happen unless you're like in person. But yeah,
if you're in person, you have a tripod.
Yeah, please do. No, this truly is one of the most fun things about our We So episodes is getting to see what you made, Helen, and to celebrate that. So if you have a sewing friend that you can do this with, highly, highly recommend.
Yes. And it does not have to be in person, because we are not in person. We just send each other videos and we're on a little Zoom call and it's great.
Yeah. And we will have a post on our Instagram this week with all of these topics and dates so that you can refer back to it. And yeah, we really hope to see your me-mates this fall. We have so many talented listeners out there, so many amazing sewists that follow us, and we'd love for you to participate. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm like asked for our audience participation and something for the pod. So I'm really
not
pumped about
it. At this level. I think it's going to be so fun to see what everybody does. And hopefully it helps motivate you to do a bit more sewing. I know that it's really worked for me. So good work for you.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah. Helen, which one are you most excited about?
Ooh, the thrift flip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, it's jeans.
Oh, no, that's fair. I had a feeling because that was your one that you really wanted to do this season. So I get it. Jeans are so exciting.
Why are you excited about the thrift flip?
I just feel like the potential is so huge.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the idea of going to the store and not knowing what I'm going to do. I feel like it'll be like that Project Runway moment where I'm like, okay, I'm in the store and I only have $20 and I got to get the stuff and run out and make the thing. It's gonna be so fun. I can't wait.
Oh my gosh, wait, this gave me an idea for another We Sew episode. We should do like We Sew a project in one day. Like we should give it like a time.
Oh my god,
time element.
Pressure.
We'd be like, what can we sew in a day or something like that?
A day? I could sew lots of stuff in a day. What can you sew in an hour?
Yeah. What can you? Oh, what can you sew in an hour would be great. Yeah. Okay. We're brainstorming.
Yes. Okay, so do you have a vision for your jeans then? You're excited to get started?
I'm not telling you because it's a secret. But no, I honestly, not right now, but I'm excited at all the possibilities. And I wear jeans a lot. I love wearing jeans. They're a staple. So I'm excited to make my own again. And I know they're going to be great. So I'm really excited about it.
I know that one I'm a little nervous about because I feel like usually with jeans, I like to make a muslin.
Oh,
yeah. Do some fitting. So I gotta, I need to start that one like tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's like wedding dress, jeans.
Jeans. Some July jeans.
Yeah. No, for sure. I'm going to definitely give myself time for that. That is not a last minute. So none of these really are, to be honest.
No, I know. That's my, our listeners don't have to organized in all of them. Maybe there's you pick one that you're excited about or you could try to do all with us. That would be amazing. Yeah.
We're giving you lots of notice. Yeah. Okay, well, that is it for this special mini episode of Love to Sew. You can find me, Caroline, at Blackbird Fabrics and BF Patterns, and Helen at Helen's Closet Patterns and Cedar Quilt Co. And we're recording in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. It's the evening right now, and we love you, and we hope you'll participate in the We Sew episodes.
Yes, and thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you in the fall.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Da 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 da.